Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to check in with Jamie Petrie with Stratford Fighting Irish, and Jamie's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Jamie, it's great to chat again. We've got two away games with Stratford Fighting Irish this weekend. Of course, we'll talk about that. But Jamie, let's look back at the home opener. What a great home opener, and Stratford's Smelliest Hockey Bag Contest was a huge success. Folks are still sharing photos from that.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was a great idea. From the guys at Tall Man and Town Crier with Cameron. No, it was really fun.
It was great. And Hunter Van Pelt was the big winner. It was down to the final three, and all young people, I believe, and those smelly hockey bags. My goodness.
Yeah, it was good. I was watching from a distance there, thank God. You know, we had the mayor there. We had Matt Fuller from our team and Cameron and the guys smelling the bags. It was a good idea. The fans that were in attendance was a huge crowd, by the way. Got a good chuckle, that's for sure.
Oh, fantastic. So again, we look ahead. You're on the road to this weekend with two away games, is that right?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're on the road tonight in Strathroy, and then tomorrow in Orangeville. It's been a real wacky start of the season because we've had a few weddings internally with our team, and then we had the big concert. We've only played three games. Some teams have played seven and eight games, so we're in for a bit of a stretch here. But the problem is we just haven't been on the ice. And that's no excuse. So we'll get rocking this weekend, and then we're back home next Saturday. I think after this weekend, we'll be more of more of in the hockey mode because we certainly haven't been on the ice a ton.
Okay, and how are teams like Strathroy and Orangeville? How are you feeling heading into this weekend, taking on those teams?
Yeah, Strathroy's good. You know, we lost their last game. We lost 5-2. They had two empty net goals. It was really a 3-2 game. But, no, they're good, and they ice a good club on the road. Orangeville hasn't won, so hopefully we can continue that and we can keep them in the last column. So it'll be a big game tonight, that's for sure.
Okay, so it's tonight at Strathroy, Saturday at Orangeville. How can folks check out the games online?
Yep, you can go on WOSHL.com and then go on live stream, and you can check out our game.
That's pretty nice to have something like that available. And the next home game is November 11th, Remembrance Day. Is that right?
Yeah. November 11th. And, we'll get her going and kind of, like I said, get back more into hockey mode.
And game time starts, is that 3:30 for November 11th?
Yep, 3:30. So 3:30 is going to be the main time this year. We got bumped from the city to 3:30, so people can get there a little earlier, and then they can have a cocktail or two and get home and watch the Leafs play.
There you go. Jamie Petrie with Stratford Fighting Irish. And Jamie, just before we let you go, we've got more merch available in the Irish corner, if you will.
Yeah, it was a big hit at our first game. We actually sold out of a couple things and we had to reorder real quick. So we do have a corner full of merch, all new merchandise, you know, replica jerseys, hoodies, long sleeve, toque, scarves. It's with blankets. So yeah, it's pretty cool. People have been asking about it, so we went a little different this year. So we went a little. there's a broader stable of garb, we'll say.
Lots to choose from. There you go. Good variety. Jamie Petrie with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Jamie, thanks for the update, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. We'll talk to you next week.